This is a Sandler training audiobook, produced and distributed by Ascent Audio, a division of Recorded Books, in partnership with Sandler Training. Goal Setting Boot Camp: Getting from Where You Are to Where You Want to Be. By Kevin Shulman. Narrated by David Morantz. We hope you enjoy this program. Foreword. Full disclosure, most of the attempts people make at goal setting fail. Not just once, mind you, but multiple times over a period of years, we are reminded by familiar customs, New Year's Eve comes to mind, to set up a list of noble-sounding resolutions. Fueled by a combination of force of habit and subtle peer pressure, many of us dutifully come up with our list of resolutions at the end of the year, hastily writing down promises that sound good when spoken out loud to friends and family, but that don't reflect or draw on our own deepest personal aspirations. Why not? Because most of us haven't taken the time to identify our deepest personal aspirations. And make no mistake, this does take a little time and a willingness to self-assess. As a result of our rushing the process, as a result of our not figuring out where we really want the ship of life to sail for us, the resolutions we jot down don't excite us, and the follow-through is simply not there. The goals don't turn into reality. For most of us, a deep disillusionment about the whole process of setting goals sets in, at least until next year. We need to be honest with ourselves. The resolution model we are used to pursuing at year-end usually doesn't work. Here's why. It produces superficial goals that, for the most part, really don't align with our own most motivating vision of where we want our lives to go. Kevin Shulman's book is the opposite of the resolution model. It walks you through a proven multi-day process for setting a compelling vision for the future, your future, no one else's. As this book's many success stories suggest, the program outlined in Goal Setting Boot Camp has delivered for countless people who once found themselves stuck in and disillusioned by the resolution cycle. And it can work for you too. David Matson, President/CEO, Sandler Training. Read this first. The beginning is always today. Mary Shelley. This book is for anyone who has big dreams and big ambitions and is willing to take action on them by changing and doing different things. Whether you want more money, a promotion, a more satisfying relationship, or anything else important that you are willing and able to take action on, this book is for you. You may have heard the saying, "If you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always gotten." This adage, although popular, is patently untrue. In business in particular, the truth is that if you keep doing what you are doing, you will progressively get less and less. This is because your competition is getting better. They are out-changing, out-training, out-adapting, and out-working you. The new adage is, what got you here won't get you there. On the other hand, if you're happy where you are right now, if you're more comfortable talking about change than actually changing existing behaviors, attitudes, and techniques, then this book is not for you. At Sandler, we've helped thousands of people to set, take action on, and attain important goals. We've found that people who are serious about achieving something that is important to them tend to fall into two categories. Some have heard about goal-setting strategies or read about them, but never got around to doing any formal goal-setting work. If that's you, then I want you to know I did write this book expressly for you. I am here to help you take action. Others we have worked with successfully over the years initially told us that they tried various goal-setting techniques, but found they didn't work out. If this is you, don't give up. This book was written for you, too. I'll show you clearly why goal setting sometimes doesn't work and why you will get better results this time around if you follow some simple principles developed by David Sandler, the founder of Sandler Training. I will give you a better process to follow that is based on those principles, a process that works. I call it the Goal Setting Boot Camp. This intensive multi-day process is all about identifying what matters most to you as an individual and working from there to create successful outcomes in all aspects of your life, including financial goals, career goals, and company goals. I mention this because many people fall into the trap of starting with their business goals. They want to make more money, sell more, and grow their companies more, and they try to set goals in those areas. This is the first and most common mistake when it comes to goal setting. It may well be one of the reasons that goal setting hasn't worked for you in the past. It's far better to start off with what you want your life as a whole to look like a year from now, 5 years from now, and in retirement. If you figure that out first, and then figure out what you need your business or your career to do for you in order to achieve those goals, that's where true motivation comes from. And that's where this book starts. The big idea behind this book and a suggestion on how to use it. I've just shared with you this book's big idea, namely, that effective goal setting starts in the personal realm and moves outward from there. I'll be sharing variations on this important point throughout the book, but I wanted you to know up front that this deceptively simple-sounding idea is the engine that drives everything in this book. I want you to know what you're getting into and what's going to be important if you are to put these ideas into practice. You may need to spend a little time figuring out what is most important to you as a person. A side note, you don't have to do this alone. You can do this program in partnership with your significant other or an accountability partner. Whoever you choose, I would recommend working with someone who opts to do the exercises at the same time you do. You will learn a lot about each other's dreams, aspirations, and motivations. This is the best way to implement what follows. If you can execute the activities laid out in this book in collaboration with someone else, ideally with your life partner, I would strongly recommend you find a way to do so. With both of you completing the daily activities and sharing your work along the way, there is a much higher likelihood of success. Of course, if you prefer to do the program on your own, you can certainly do that and get good results. The Art of Getting to the Top of the Mountain. About 12 years ago, I joined my friend Fred on a trip to Africa. Our goal was to climb Mount Kilimanjaro in celebration of his 50th birthday. The obstacles we faced were many and complex. It's an expensive trip. There were a lot of administrative and logistical issues that needed to be taken care of: passports, lodging, travel, and so on. Of course, all kinds of training and preparation was needed to make the ascent possible. It was the tallest peak either of us had ever attempted to scale. This is a polite way of saying that I needed to get my sorry rear end into shape before we went. Last but not least, I needed to take 2 weeks off of work and make sure that my clients would be cared for during a period when they absolutely, positively would not be able to reach me. Cell phone coverage at the top of Kilimanjaro is non-existent. The strategies in this book are the same strategies I used when I first decided to embrace and take action on the goal that Fred proposed, climbing Kilimanjaro. Now, I won't lie to you, we had some difficulties on the mountain, but we did it. We made it to the top, and we made it back down safely. Today, more than a decade after the fact, I still have no words to express what it felt like to reach that summit with Fred. I experience a profound internal sense of joy every time I think about it. It makes me feel so good knowing that I set a goal, overcame obstacles, and accomplished what I honestly did not imagine I had it in me to do when Fred first suggested this trip. Scaling Kilimanjaro convinced me that I can achieve anything truly important to me with the right amount of planning and dedication. You can, too. While the goal of reaching the peak of the highest single freestanding mountain in the world was, for reasons I will make clear later on in the book, important to me on a personal level, it's probably not important to you in the same way. However, I believe each of us has at least one personal mountain, as it were, to climb in life. One major goal that means a great deal to us and that is worth planning for, overcoming obstacles for, and achieving. I hope you will think of this book as lessons in the art of getting to the top of whatever personal mountain you decide is the most important one to scale. We weren't born to create excuses, we were born to create excellence. Yanaka Chola. About the structure of this book. This book is laid out in an easy-to-use 3-day format with a bonus 4th day designed especially for sales professionals and business leaders. If you follow the plan and focus your mind and your actions on completing the simple activities in those first 3 days, you really can change your life. Setting aside a Friday to do day 1 of your goal-setting boot camp, and then executing what follows over a single long weekend can be quite powerful. Day 1 is a series of exercises to help you discover what's really important to you, what you value most, how you value your time, what you've already accomplished that makes you feel good about yourself, and finally, your core values. Please do not dismiss these exercises or skip over them. They will provide you with important insights into what you want to accomplish. Day 2 looks at where you are now. This day is your look in the mirror, your reality check. This day features a truly life-changing exercise, the 10-year projection. You will start to master the skill of thinking and projecting a decade into the future. You will also look closely at why goal setting sometimes fails, and you will get some tools I have field-tested extensively, tools that ensure you are successful this time around. Day 3 is where the rubber meets the road. Here you will find a 10-step program for creating and using your personal goals book, a unique journal that will take you from where you are right now into the reality of your dreams and visions for the future. Day 4 is a special supplemental section for business owners and sales professionals. It has a series of exercises designed to support you as you increase sales revenues, grow your existing accounts, and yes, even double your business. If you are a business owner or a sales leader, you will definitely want to set an extra day aside for this part of the goal-setting boot camp. Let's get started. The more I want to get something done, the less I call it work. Richard Bach. Day 1. Why set goals? Welcome to Day 1. Someday is a disease that will take your dreams to the grave with you. Tim Ferriss. The only reason that matters when it comes to setting, pursuing, and attaining your goals is your reason. The first day is all about identifying the big why that will drive you to achieve something that is truly important to you. As part of that exploration, I will be sharing some strategies, questions, and examples that have helped the people I've worked with to get clarity on their own unique big why. Before I do that, I'm first going to go through some of the excuses I've heard as to why someone doesn't set clear goals for themselves. See if any of them ring any bells for you. I just haven't gotten around to it. The single most popular excuse I hear when it comes to goal setting is this one. I know I should do it. I just haven't gotten around to it. Or this variation. I've been told since grade school that I should set important goals down in writing, and I keep meaning to, but I just haven't ever taken action on it. It is possible, indeed very likely, that you have said something like this to yourself or others to justify the status quo. It is possible, too, that you yourself have gotten tired of this excuse and have decided that goal setting is something that could significantly improve your life. The fact that you are reading this book is evidence of that. But let me share a few words of advice before we go any further. Don't make the mistake of believing that setting this excuse aside and picking up this book both good things in and of themselves, will reverse the underlying reality of not getting around to it. This book will not change your life by osmosis. Reading the words that show up will not on its own make a big difference. In order to dramatically change your results, you will need to shake up the status quo. This will mean completing the exercises for this day and on the following days. Specifically, set aside the time and attention necessary to write down your goals and your plans for achieving them. I will be coaching you every step of the way. Here comes your first piece of coaching. Set aside the time in your calendar right now to complete all 3 consecutive days of this program, 4 if you are a sales professional or business leader. Please don't proceed any further in this book until you have done that and are following your written schedule. You will need a few hours for day 1 and day 2, and the whole day for day 3 to complete what I have laid out for you here. Make a date with yourself, and ideally with your significant other or a close friend, to spend a long weekend working on your future. Is there anything that could be more important? People do not wander around and then find themselves at the top of Mount Everest. Zig Ziglar. I cannot overemphasize the importance of making and keeping this calendar commitment, ideally with the social accountability that comes along with doing the exercises with a life partner or close personal friend. This personal commitment to sustained action over the course of multiple days is the only thing that will overcome the "I just never managed to get around to it" excuse. A side note, this social aspect is definitely worth incorporating in your process. I have a client who has attended my annual goal-setting program for years. She always reports back on her accomplishments and shares with the group how much the process helped her. 2 years ago, she couldn't attend. Guess what? After she missed the organized day of goal setting, she didn't do it on her own. She ended up having her worst year of business in a very long time. She knew better. She had seen the results personally in other years. You can be sure she has been back on the wagon ever since. The best strategy is to work one-on-one with a coach who will help you through the process. If that's not realistic or viable for you, well, you're the person for whom I wrote this book. I will be your coach. My second piece of coaching is to ask whether it is possible for you to find someone you know well and trust who will do these exercises side by side with you over the next 3 or 4 days. I tried, and goal setting doesn't work for me. 99 times out of 100, when someone says this, that person has made the mistake of setting a goal that doesn't support them personally, align with their values, or engage them powerfully on an emotional level. This program will show you how to identify and pursue that kind of goal. It's all right here in my head. Another big excuse I hear is, I know what my goals are. They are right here in my head. How has this been working for you? Every book I've ever read and every study I've ever seen reports that the key to goal setting is setting the goals down in writing. In fact, if I had to choose one and only one action for you to take as a result of reading this book, it would be to commit your most important goals to writing. That one step alone is essential and transformative. Personally, I consider it non-negotiable, and so do all the clients I work with who have gotten good results from this program. I just know I will be successful. Another common excuse I hear is this one. I don't need to do that. I know I'm going to be successful. Although this excuse at least comes from a success mindset, it is still going to sabotage your efforts if you make the mistake of hiding behind it. If you don't define what success means, if you don't know what it looks like and whether you are getting closer to it or further away from it, you will not achieve it. It's that simple. I'm too old / too young. I've also heard the I'm too young and I'm too old excuses. Of course, there is no such thing as too old or too young for goal setting. I fully expect to be setting goals in my 90s, and I hope you do too. Life is good. One of the most bizarre excuses I run into is this one. My life is already pretty good. I don't really need to make time for goal setting. Is pretty good the standard? Is that where you want your life to land? Tell that to Bill Gates. Do you think he should have stopped setting goals after he made his first few $1 million? If he had, the Gates Foundation would never have come into existence and would never have made the massive contributions to global health and education that it has. Is pretty good really a better outcome than living up to your fullest potential? Tell that to J.K. Rowling. 7 years after earning a college degree, her life was a mess. Her marriage had failed, she was unemployed, struggling, and receiving welfare benefits. Then she started writing, and her financial situation turned around when her first Harry Potter novel racked up huge sales. Things were pretty good for her at that point. Should she have stopped there? Millions of fans are glad she didn't. Let's face it. A life lived without clear goals is a life that has been abandoned to chance and to the priorities of other people, a life that bypasses the opportunity to achieve and contribute in a way that summons the very best of one's potential. Who wants to live that kind of life? I certainly don't. What if I fail? Another frequent excuse I hear typically takes the form of two paralyzing questions. What if it doesn't work? And what if I fail? Yes, it's true, you might not reach all of your goals. There are no guarantees in life. What goal setting will do, however, is dramatically increase your chances of attaining success in the areas where you do set up written goals and a plan to achieve them. I believe that whatever I can do to increase my odds of accomplishing anything worthwhile is worth the time and effort. Note, too, that we all have our own standards for what constitutes failure, and that these are sometimes worth re-examining. A client I will call Mel came to his second annual goal-setting program with me and announced at the beginning of the program, "This stuff doesn't work." I asked Mel what he meant. He said, "Last year I set 23 different goals and I only achieved 21 of them. So for me, goal-setting doesn't work." Now, I don't know about you, but I think Mel was extremely successful. He just doesn't know it. He's the guy who will find a way to see the cloud in every silver lining. Fortunately, he decided to stick with the program. Why should you do this? Okay, now that we've dealt with all the major excuses, let's look briefly at the other side of the equation. Let's talk for just a moment about the reasons why you should set goals. It works. There are dozens of plausible, persuasive reasons to set goals, but when you come right down to it, there really is only one main reason to go through the process of setting formal written goals that I will be sharing with you. It works. Study after study shows that people who have written down their personal goals are more successful than those who haven't. Let me save you some time by summarizing that research for you concisely. The upshot of what the experts have figured out on this subject is that people who set written goals show dramatically increased engagement, tenacity, and yes, achievement. My point is this: success does not cause goal setting. Indeed, it's the other way around. I divide the world into two groups: those who write down their goals and take action on them, and those who don't. The critical question you face right now is whether you want to be in the former group. I am guessing, based on the fact that you are still with me, that the answer to that question now is yes. Welcome. You have now joined the elite. Why do I say that? My own estimate, based on personal experience, is that less than 10% of the population practices active goal setting that involves writing down important goals, and that the practice of writing down goals escalates dramatically among top earners. In other words, there is a direct correlation between financial success and success in other areas of your life and writing down your most important goals. I would estimate that something like 90% of the high net worth individuals I have worked with over the years practice written goal setting. Don't ask me to explain the 10% who don't. What I'm interested in is what actually works most of the time. And at this point, I assume you are too. It helps you build your I. I'd like you to imagine for a moment that you are teleporting yourself to your happy place, the most beautiful place on earth. It could be a beautiful desert island. It could be in the mountains or in the heart of a bustling city. Ultimately, it's some place you would love to spend time. But before you go there, I'd like you to leave all the roles you play in life behind. Your job, your role as someone's child or parent, as a marathoner, cook, spouse, golfer, etc. Leave everything behind. The only thing you can take with you is your own personal identity. In your happy place, all you have is you, absent of all your roles. There is no one else there to please and no one to judge you. All that shows up in this special place is your own self-concept and your own sense of self-worth. Got it? Great. You are now sitting in your happy place. You have left all the roles you play behind. I'd like you to rank yourself, absent of all your roles, on a scale of 1 to 10. 1 means you feel terrible about yourself as a person. 10 means you feel great about yourself. Remember, the number you give yourself should reflect the you that is separate from all your roles. What number did you give yourself? Was it 1? Was it 10? Or was it somewhere in between? Let's come back to reality. Full disclosure, years ago, the very first time I did this exercise, I gave myself a 7. And you know what? I was wrong. Let me explain why. Every single person's identity is a 10. What I'm discussing here is identity / role theory, which is a great way to think about who you are versus what you do. The only reason a person would give themselves anything less than a score of 10 for their identity is that they have allowed one or more of their roles, parent, student, coach, golfer, whatever, to bleed back into their perception of who they are. Remember, I said to leave behind all the roles you are fulfilling in life? So why did I give myself a 7? It was because I always had the attitude that I could be doing better. Maybe I got that from my upbringing. At the time, giving myself a 10 sounded like I was saying that I couldn't possibly get better. That's one way of looking at things, but it begs the question, better at what? A role. If you truly are ranking yourself absent of your roles, you are always an I-10. It's extremely important to understand that the roles you play in life have literally zero impact on your identity. You need to separate the I, identity, from the R, roles. The goal-setting strategies I share with you in this book help you to do that. When I talk about your I, or identity, I mean what psychologists refer to as your self-concept or self-esteem. This is the number one thing that correlates with success in my experience. It connects to what psychologists call self-concept. Winners become successful because they know they deserve it. When you set goals for yourself and achieve them, that makes you feel better about you. I can't overstate how important this is. As you start having even small successes, you begin to believe you can achieve anything, and you can, but the achievement always starts with belief in yourself. Never undervalue who you are, and never underestimate what you are capable of. Oscar Aulick Ice. It helps build your R. Setting written goals helps build your R. As you just learned, R stands for the different roles you play in life. You must constantly remind yourself that your roles are not the same as your identity. You may have a good or a bad day when you take on the role of, say, golf player, but your identity as a human being is always whole, complete, and optimal. So, for instance, when you set goals to improve your role performance at work, you end up actually performing better at your job. But this isn't limited to the workplace. This can be true of any of the roles you take on in your life: parent, child, student, mentor, athlete, and so on, whatever roles you choose to play.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?